Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn, who's VP of Sales and Marketing with Bridgeway Interactive. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Kemp.
I know you had a meeting in mid-November. It was out on the West Coast, November 11th and 12th in Napa. And I've been to those meetings in the past. You usually focus in the single-family builder market. Tell us a little bit about the meeting, if you would.
Correct. This is our 13th annual event, and this year we moved it across the valley from Sonoma to Napa for the first time in many years. And the event is where we bring together everybody in our builder channel, which would be our builder customers, our contractor customers, which includes flooring and interior finish contractors, and then our manufacturers who are not only members of the supply chain, but they're customers of ours also, where we develop tools and resources that they use to support our member base.
And that's unique with your group because I don't think there's any other group that actually brings the builders, so that adds a different dimension to it. Now, Jay, this year was your attendance stronger because the market's stronger? People are coming out wanting to learn more?
Absolutely. You know, we were very lucky to have a strong attendance all the way through, even through the downturn. But we're getting more attendees, more people from the same companies attending. And, you know, I think that's a reflection of the growth. It's a reflection of some new customers that we brought into our group. And we'll see that grow as the economy continues to grow.
We were talking prior to this interview, and you were saying that one of the things that you guys looked at, because you look at technology and really focus on it, was how technology has changed in the last 7 years and how that's affected the consumer. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
And that's really what differentiates our group, is our focus on marketing technology, developing online marketing and technology tools to support those three different channels that I talked about. That's what we focus on every day, and that's the primary value we bring to our member base. And coming into this year's conference, we took a look at the industry and how it's changed. You know, looking at 2007, which was at the peak before the housing downturn started, to today, and not just looking at, you know, the sales as they dropped down and bottomed out in 2009 and then have slowly climbed back out to where they are today, but then looking at the home buyer and how they have changed, specifically from the standpoint of how they get their information and how they communicate and what does that mean to the option selection process and what do our customers, our contractors, our builders, and our manufacturers need to do to change to accommodate those changes.
Now, just to ground this for our listeners, most people know that these builders, they set up these, in many parts of the country, they set up these design centers and they give allowances, and the consumer can go into a physical place or with your help can actually, I guess, shop at home and decide whether they want the standard or the upgrade, right?
Yes, in some ways, and it varies. The business model on how it's done varies market by market and in some cases builder by builder, even within the same markets. But our focus isn't necessarily on doing the option selection at home, but what it is on it is focused on giving that home buyer the tools to educate themselves, to start to preview options, to learn about the different options categories, learn about the selection process they're going to go into, and then send them in to their appointment with their trained, qualified designer who is going to take them through that process, knowing that they've been prepared and also coming into the appointment with a lot more information about who that home buyer is and what they want. So it becomes a much more efficient process for the designer and also a more profitable one in enabling them to get better upgraded sales.
We've talked about the change in technology. Obviously, you know, from 7 to 13, you've got the mobile devices, you've got smartphones. That's the instrument they use. But I'm sure that their level of customization, their price points, their tastes, some of that's changed too. Did you get into any of that?
From a product standpoint, there have been some shifts in what the home buyer is looking at, but not as much as you would think. What we focused on is giving our customers tools to help them get that home buyer to better visualize the products that are available in the designs. You know, for example, kitchen backsplash or shower surrounds. You know, that's something that's always been a challenge for designer to help the home buyer understand their options and visualize and design around. And we've upgraded the visualization tools we have in our program and are now enabling our customers to be able to showcase different designs available in these areas. And these are, you know, very important product categories, not just from a standpoint of taking that home buyer through the process, but from a dollar volume and a profitability standpoint. They're very important product segments. So that would be an example of where things have changed and there's even more focus in that segment.
Jay, another thing you talked about focusing some time on at this meeting was on some training tools. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Our customers are probably reflective of the entire industry. As we come out of the downturn, everybody is gearing back up, and they're gearing back up cautiously, but gearing up from an employee standpoint, and not necessarily just hiring former employees, looking for new, fresh talent, people that add value to their business. But one of the needs they have is to develop them, help them understand the flooring segment and related segments that they're in, help them understand the business that they're in. And our online training tools are at a very high demand right now, to the point where we are upgrading the platform of our training, plus we are upgrading some of the courses, such, you know, an example would be carpet. You know, think about carpet and where it was 10 years ago and where it is today. You know, different fibers, different brands change dramatically. So we're updating that content as well as building new content.
And the pupils or targets for this education are the people who interact with the consumer? Is that who you're training?
Correct. Anybody who's interacting with the home buyer, and that can be, you know, designers in the design center, it could be customer service people, it could be salespeople on the builder and the contractor side. So it covers most of the people in those channels. Anybody's interacting with that home buyer and ensuring they have a solid foundation of knowledge, not just on product knowledge information. You know, we have courses on business skills, design skills, customer service, all focused on the option selection and flooring channel.
One last question. You know, I know you have Shannon who helps you with your social media. Many changes this year in the area of social media and interaction with the consumer?
Social media, by definition, is changing daily. And Shannon Vogel drives the social media segment of our business for our builders, contractors, and the retail segment of our business. And that's her focus every day, and ensuring not only that, you know, tools that most everybody recognizes like Facebook or Twitter are used, but, you know, the products that were more the buzz that our group was talking about this year were Pinterest and Houzz. Products that a year ago nobody even recognized and are being utilized in the new home segment every day by builders and home buyers.
Did you go see any good wineries this trip?
Absolutely. It's hard to go to Napa and not take advantage of the wineries out there. Our featured dinner was held at Pine Ridge Winery, just north of where we were staying in downtown Napa.
Well, Jay, appreciate the update on your meeting. Again, been talking to Jay Flynn, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Bridgeway Interactive, about his meeting in Napa in November. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.